Blog Talk Radio.
This is another broadcast of Chatting from the Word podcast. We're so delighted that you are listening to our podcast. We hope and pray that it has helped you along your Christian journey, that has helped you along your Christian walk. Because your brother here recognized sometimes it gets tough because the world itself is not set up, if I may use that term. It's not set up for we are truly living for Christ. And if we want to maintain our life in Christ, it just be a good thing to just get into his word, to study his word so that we can safeguard ourselves against the wile of Satan. For Peter said he's like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. And Paul tells us that here he's talking to his son in the gospel, Timothy. He's talking to young Timothy. And he tells young Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. Though he was talking to his young minister Timothy to study, so you won't be ashamed when you try to tell others about Christ. But it's just a good thing, my friend, just to study, just to know how beautiful and wonderful God is, just to know what God wants from us, his people. So it's just a good thing to study, and that's why I am so happy to bring you a show like this. Every day, we on Monday through Friday at 2. If nothing interrupts that, we'll be here at 2 every day, Monday through Fridays. And I hope and pray if you have not called to join in that you do that. Join in and call in and join the show and listen to what your brother has to say from God's word. And again, we need sponsors. We're asking for sponsors. Especially the show we do on Mondays, Chatting from the Word on YouTube. We want to upgrade that program so that we might attract more viewers and more people to the program so that just maybe we may win souls to Christ. Not maybe, but when the gospel goes out, it goes out. It does not return to us void. It hits somebody. So I'm here to tell you this afternoon to sponsor our show. Churches, I'm only asking for $200 a month. If you can put in that amount in your budget, if you can't, give what you can. And if you want to sponsor the show monthly individually, you're welcome to do that. You're most welcome to do that. So we want you to sponsor our shows, to sponsor our show so that the gospel can be heard and obeyed, and many may come to Christ. I'm a true believer that the world needs to come to Christ, because when Christ died on the cross, he died for the whole world to be saved, not just me or you or just a group, but anybody could be in the body of Christ where salvation is. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we know that thou art our almighty God. Father, you're God all by yourself. But Father, we recognize that you made man out of just the dust of the ground and breathed through his nostrils the breath of life, and we became man. And Father, we thank you for the creation of man and woman. We thank you, Father, especially for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary Mountain, that we through his unselfish sacrifice may have salvation. Oh, Father, help us to, when trouble comes, help us to find refuge in your arms, Father, because sometimes the world gets tough for us, and sometimes things happen. But, Father, when things happen, help us to find refuge in your arms. And, Father, help us, help those that lost loved ones. Be with them. Comfort their hearts. Only you can comfort, Father. Because we recognize that you, the only one, can comfort our broken heart. And so, Father, we ask that you comfort those that are suffering with your loved ones are dying. Because it's not easy to lose someone that you have been close to, Father. So, Father, we ask that you comfort them in the only way you know how. And, Father, we pray for those that are going through sickness. We pray, Father, for those that are behind prison bars. We pray, Father, for those that are in the nursing home. And right now, we pray for the message that's on my heart. We pray, Father, that those that are listening may hear the word that's contained in your word, Father, they may obey it before it's everlastingly and eternally too late. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. As always, go get your Bible. You all that did not have your Bibles, go get your Bibles, because you can read along with your brother here to see what he's saying is in the Word of God. Go get your Bibles. We're going to wait on you. We're going to wait for you to get your Bibles. Go get them, because we're going to really study on this afternoon God's Word and see what God's Word is telling us today. If you recognize, I said, chatting on the Scriptures and how they affect our lives today. So we want to do that today. We want to study these Scriptures and see what the God is telling us, even in today's time. Go get your Bible. We're going to wait for you. Go get it. And as always, I enjoy bringing lessons to you on a daily basis. We're so glad that we have this program that where we can talk to you about the gospel of Jesus Christ in hope. If you don't know him, that you get a chance to know him and to be in him and to be in his body. So for you who want to join to hear the program, the number is area code 657-383-0883. I even posted it on Facebook so that you may join in with the show. Join Brother Oscar as we study God's word, as we study to see what the Lord wants us to do in today's time. So we hope and pray those that did not have their Bibles, they finally have their Bibles. So study with me. Grab your Bibles. And for you all that's not listening or listening later on, the study is still there. It will be there. Be honest with you, the show we did yesterday is still on Facebook. I'm still passing it through many people, and we hope and pray that you all get a chance to hear the word of God. To hear the word of God. On this afternoon, I'm not going to be long. I just want to point out some simple instructions from the Old Testament, instructions or words of the wise from the book of Proverbs. And we know the book of Proverbs was written by Solomon. Solomon was the one that requested God to have an understanding heart or wisdom. So most of the Proverbs that Solomon wrote, we can adhere to them and listen to them, not so much as following them, because Proverbs is not precise. Proverbs is just a proverb. It's a proverb. And a proverb is wisdom that either you can adhere to or pay attention to. And if you really study Proverbs, you see Proverbs may have different kind of saying for different kind of situation. So we want to come to you this afternoon from the 14th chapter of the book of Proverbs. And we just want to read one verse, and that's verse 12. And here Solomon writes, "There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." You know, many, that is true. That is true, what Solomon is saying here. Solomon is saying there's a way which seemeth right unto man. Which seemeth right unto man. But the question is it right? That's a big question. Is it right? Because Jeremiah tells us, and this is what Jeremiah says, in Jeremiah 10:23, Jeremiah said, "Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." I mean, here Solomon has a good idea about man. Is a way that seems right unto man, because Jeremiah said we don't even know how to direct our own pathway. And the reason why that we as man do not know how to direct our own pathway, because many of us, and when I say us, I'm including myself, we make mistakes, don't we? And mistakes, I thought about this afternoon, mistakes, when you think about mistakes, they are just missteps that we make. And I believe the reason why we make missteps that we make are mistakes that we make because of not knowing the way that we should take. You see, not knowing what we should do before time. And you know, we all have made mistakes. We all have made mistakes, from the least of us to the greatest of us, from the youngest of us to the oldest of us. And young people, I don't think your parents have not made the mistake you made. See, we as parents sometimes, we feel like we know everything as parents. But sometimes some things we don't know. Some things we still are experiencing it because some things we don't know. And that's a fact. Some things we don't know. And as we grew up, young people, being your age, we made our mistakes. Mama and daddy was telling us, "You're making a mistake, son." But you know what? We did it anyway. Mama and daddy was saying, "Okay, now, don't go out there with that boy. You know he's bad." But we did it anyway. Mama and daddy might have told you. Told me many times. "All right, they call me Bo. Bo, you're making a mistake. All right, that's a bad person. Don't talk with him. He's on them drugs." But you know one thing about me growing up, I listened. Thing my parents may have told me I might not have done them. But when they sound good, I listen. And I said, "Mom and Dad, you're right. That guy is, he's not right. Something ain't right about that." You see. So sometimes it's good for us to listen. And many times, the reason why many do make mistakes that we do make is because we're not listening. And I'm not just talking about young people. I'm talking about adults, too. We're not listening. It's just like, and I thought about this, too. It's just like, for an example, you're running up some steps and you try to get where you're going. so quickly, and you miss a step, and when you miss that step, you either trip or fall, and great that fall may be, because you may bump your head, you may bump your kid, it might be a life taken, we don't know, but we know that, as we just said, mistakes are missteps that we make, and many of us, we make those missteps, don't we? But what teaches us is, it depends on the problem, is experience. It's experience of going through that mistake and say to ourselves, we'll never make that mistake no more. I remember saying, and I don't know if you all remember the saying, a wise man will learn, but a fool would never learn. You know why a fool would never learn? Because he do not pay attention to the mistakes he makes and admit to himself that it is a mistake. We all make mistakes. I've talked with many people, and they say, well, brother, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm saying. And sometimes they don't. Sometimes if a person is truly arguing with you about the mistake they have made, sometimes we just allow them to make that mistake and for them to see the mistakes for themselves if they see it. Some don't see it. Some is still hard-headed, and I'm going to use that term. Some is still hard-headed after making the mistake and recognizing it is a mistake, and they do not want to admit, I was wrong. I was wrong, and I need to make it right. And you got many people that's like that today. They do not want to admit when they are wrong. And as Proverbs says here, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. I'm here to tell you, my friend, religious way, there's many ways out there. There's many that are teaching that they have the way. It's many that's teaching that you can go to heaven this way. It's many that's teaching that they are the way to the glory land way. It's many teachings out there that is a danger to your soul if you do not study God's word and know the word for yourself. Sometimes we got to know the word so that we can protect ourselves, those are in the body of Christ, against error, if I may use that term, against error. I'm the type of brother, I might talk with other brothers who are teaching something, and I might say, what you just said, brother, don't sound right. And they tell me, brother York, you can't tell me anything. You can't tell me this. You can't tell me that. And the only thing you can do is allow the brother some time to teach what they're teaching, although it's not according to scriptures. Sometimes that is the hardest thing to do, is to tell a brother that they are teaching something that's not contained in the word of God. Yeah, I must admit, when it comes to religious, you have many, many, many false doctrines, if they may use that term, that's out there. And many, many make that mistake in following something that's not in the Word of God. I must admit to you, I wasn't thinking about going this way with this lesson. But as Solomon says in Proverbs, that's a way that seems right unto man. That seems right. But I'm here to tell you that everything that seems right isn't right. I remember old saying, it said, everything that glitter is not gold. I don't know, it was last week I was talking to someone and we seen something glittering from a distance. I said, that looks like something important. Let's walk up to it and see what it is. So if we were walking up to the object that was glittering, the only thing that was glittering was an old pop can, soda pop can. And we thought it was something because it was glittering so brightly and it was shiny. But it wasn't. Nothing worth calling home about. You see what Proverbs is trying to say here? A way that seems right sometimes is not right. Especially if it's not going according to God's word. We all have made that mistakes, made our mistakes in following something that's not according to God's word. Many of us, we've made the mistakes of following the path that grandmommy or grandpa or mom and dad have taken. But the point is, once we hear the right way, are we ready to change and say, well, since I know what is right, I'm ready to do what is right? To me, that makes sense. I hope it makes sense to you that once you hear the truth, that you're ready to obey the truth, because many of us, we don't want to obey truth at all. Many of us, we want to, if truth is presented to us, many of us won't accept. I remember years ago, me and brother Cleveland Thompson, we both went to Southwestern Christian College together, and we was out knocking doors doing personal work. We came across this family, and we knock and said, we doing Bible study. Do you want one? They said, yes. So the man of the house told us to come back a certain night. We came back a certain night, ready to teach them and everything else. But we talked to them, and we had our pamphlets and leaflets that we were teaching from, and we asked them questions, and the whole family said, yes, I see you the right way. I want to be baptized. So that night, we rushed them to the church building, and we baptized them. But the next Sunday came. That next Sunday came, we didn't see them. We wondered why. So we called, and the man said, we're going back to the Baptist church, because what y'all do not understand, the Baptist church, I'm the treasurer. I'm over the money, and I can't let that go. I got to stick in my Baptist church. And many have told me, and that's just one story I've heard, many have told me, well, brother, I can't change from the Baptist church because I love my music. I love that piano. I love that drums. I love the guitar. But do you love the truth? See, those are ways that seems right unto man. But Proverbs said, but the end of it is death. See, we can't be saved following man. The salvation is only in Christ. If you want to be saved, salvation is only in Christ. Not man, not me. The only thing I can tell you is what's in the Word of God. Now, if I get away from telling you what's in the Word of God, I hope you tell me, put the brakes on it, brother. What you just said is not correct. And I'm that type of brother. I will listen. If you show me scriptures for it, for the basis of what you're saying that I'm teaching wrong. Show me in the scripture. Let's study that scripture on it. And if I'm wrong, I'm like this. I'm willing to change. I even tell people on the show the show that we do on Mondays, chatting from the Word. I said anytime that I'm wrong about a subject that I'm teaching, let me know, because I'm entitled also to make mistakes. And since this is what this lesson is about, making mistakes, we're all entitled of making mistakes. You, me, anybody is entitled to make mistakes. We all are entitled to making mistakes. If you can't, if you hear my pages turning in my Bible, because I'm trying to look for something, and I believe it's Peter that I'm looking for. Peter says this. I believe it's Peter, and I love the writings of Peter, because Peter, he puts it on the line. He's one of them that made mistakes. He must. Jesus told him before he was crucified, the time that he was being judged, he said, "Before the cock crowed, Peter, you would deny me three times." Peter didn't listen. Jesus repeated to him that you would do that, but once he did it, he remembered the Lord said that he would do it. So sometimes, my friend, we learn from the things we experience, and if it has something to do with the Word of God, we must learn it through His Word and nothing else. We can't use man-made creed books or man books. I've written books. I got two books I've written, but I don't want no one to take it for the gospel, because it's not. If you want to know what salvation is at, you got to study God's word. You got to study God's word. But here, Peter says this. He said, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all gall and hypocrisy and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him will not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner." We're going to stop there. I'm running out of time, and I might take this up tomorrow, because I have a lot more to say on the subjects of mistakes. Because, like I said, we all make them. Let's pray. Father, heaven, Lord, be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings that you have brought our way. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary Mountain. We pray for each one that have joined us this evening. We pray that all have a good evening and keep their hands in the hands of Jesus Christ that can help them through this life. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. Amen. As always, I'm glad to be chatting with you on Chatting from the Word. Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye. Have a good day. Have a good evening. Have a good afternoon. And I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same station.